WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Historian Alice Eccles is the author of an acclaimed study of radical feminism in America called Daring to be Bad. Her latest book focuses on the life of one of the bad girls of the 60s, Janis Joplin. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of this new biography of Joplin called Scars of Sweet Paradise.
Further proof that we live in diminished times, last week's Grammy Awards. Proclaimed afterwards as the Year of the Woman, the Grammys went gaga over the likes of Lauryn Hill, okay, Celine Dion, and, it gets worse, Madonna. I heard about the awards as I was reading a newly published biography of Janis Joplin, and I swear I could hear her trademark cackle from beyond the grave. On a merely average night, Janis could have blasted all three of those women off the stage without missing a beat or a belt from her trusty bottle of Southern Comfort. I say that even though I have mixed feelings about Janis Joplin, whose out-of-control quality still scares me, and about this new biography of her by Alice Eccles called Scars of Sweet Paradise. As sometimes happens, the biography has taken on some of the coloration of its subject. For instance, according to many of those who knew her, Janis was really intelligent, and so is this biography. It offers a lot of informed commentary on Janis's life, her music, and her difficult 1-2 punch of a personality, alternately needy and abrasive. Eccles also frequently widens the focus to discuss larger cultural shifts of the 60s, like the changeover from folk to rock and the early 60s intermingling of black and white music, as well as its subsequent resegregation after Martin Luther King's assassination. Throughout her biography, Eccles, who's a respected historian of the 60s, reminds her readers just how far out, in terms of her time, Janis was. Eccles writes, "Janis refused to be a good girl long before the revival of modern feminism legitimized such refusal. And when it came to relations between men and women, even the counterculture wasn't really counter." For all its smarts, though, Eccles' biography can sometimes be as brash as Janis herself. Almost 30 years after her death, it seems depressingly clear that Janis was one of a kind. But Eccles unconvincingly keeps wanting to claim her as a representative figure, as someone who changed the rules for all of us. I wish. My other problem with this book is that when it comes to capturing the super hypermost energy of Janis's performances, Eccles just can't seem to let her freak locks fly. This biography should be sold with an accompanying set of CDs so that readers could, to paraphrase the title of Pete Hamill's superb recent appreciation of Frank Sinatra, hear why Joplin matters. The loneliness and anger that drove Janis's music are the constants of her life story, much of which reads here like one big wince. Those nightmarish high school years in Port Arthur, Texas, when ill-favored Janis was derided as a pig by her classmates, her defensive strategy of adopting an outrageous chick persona to ward off rejection, her string of sexual encounters with men and women, and then, after the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, the shaky vindication of fame. During this heady period, Janis boasted to reporters, "People aren't supposed to be like me, sing like me, make out like me, drink like me, live like me, but now they're paying me $50,000 a year for me to be like me. That's what I hope I mean to these kids out there. After they see me, maybe they'll have a second thought that they can be themselves and win." Of course, Janis's was a qualified victory. Aside from the self-administered drugs and booze, Eccles implies that Janis was also done in by her looks. Scars of Sweet Paradise, in addition to being a good, though not great, biography and cultural history, is also a cautionary tale about what happens to homely women who don't hide. From the moment she began singing in public, Janis was the object of hatred because, as Eccles says, she was an acne-scarred, frizzy-haired woman who refused to cede center stage either to the guys or to the pretty girls. And here we are, decades later, after the enlightenment of the second women's movement, giving Madonna awards not because she has an amazing voice like Janis's, but because she really does amazing things with makeup.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed a new biography of Janis Joplin called Scars of Sweet Paradise.